everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. What's new this week at the Mormon Channel? You know, everybody listens to the Mormon Channel in a slightly different way. It's whatever works best for you. Some listen live, some listen from the website. We want to give you another way to listen. And maybe you're already listening this way, but you can, just so you know about it, subscribe to and download video and audio podcasts of Mormon messages, General Conference, Bible videos, CES devotionals, and your favorite Mormon Channel series in the iTunes store. And if you'd like an easy link to help you find it, you can go to www.mormonchannel.org/iTunes. And we're going to give you one more thing to help you. You can learn about the Mormon Channel app for your smartphone, either Apple or Android, by going to this address on our website. It's www.mormonchannel.org/mobile-app. Both of these websites are really simple to remember. It's just mormonchannel.org and then /iTunes, and then the other one is /mobile-app. So you can check out those websites, and it'll help you to find other ways to listen to the Mormon Channel that might be easier for you or a little more convenient depending on your schedule and your location. We hope that that is straightforward and easy and helpful for you to find all the ways to listen to us. We have a really great story that we wanted to start out with today. Do you know someone who maybe had a terminal illness that you thought for sure they were going to pass away, and somehow they ended up surviving? When you see these people after it's all over, it's like you're seeing a walking miracle because you see the evidence of God's hand and intervention in their life, especially if it was unexplainable. You know, the doctors thought that this person was going to pass away and then they don't, and it's such a miracle. There's a story like that that we'd like to tell you about today that really happened. It's a story of a young girl named Emma, and Emma had leukemia and it came back twice. The doctors say that her parents were basically looking for a miracle at this point because things just weren't looking good. These doctors basically train the immune system to recognize and then kill tumor cells. They've developed a procedure where they collect T cells and they're infected with a modified form of the HIV virus. So they're basically infecting healthy cells with this modified HIV virus. And the virus has been modified so that it can't cause disease anymore. But what it does do is that it attacks these cancer cells. So each infused cell can kill more than 1,000 tumor cells. They call them serial killer cells. The doctors clarify that the response of cancer to new treatments are very unusual, and they are clear when they talk to a family that it might not work. So they ended up trying this treatment on Emma, and for the first few days, she became incredibly sick. They said she had breathing and blood pressure difficulties. The doctors say she could not have gotten any sicker without dying. But then a remarkable thing happened, they said. The T cells began to grow and fight the cancer. Within hours, Emma's fever disappeared. She woke up and there was no leukemia. The doctor says, when that child survived, it was, of course, an amazing event. And as he says it, it's in a video, as he says it, the doctor's eyes are red and teary when he says this. It kind of gives you a lump in the throat when you watch it. And the video ends by them saying that today Emma leads a healthy life. You see these pictures of her in the beginning of the video when she's in bed and she's lost her hair. And then at the end of the video, she's up and moving and she's about and her hair is getting longer and longer in each clip that they show. And oh, it's just such a heartwarming story about what God's power really can do. And he can work miracles. And often it's through, you know, like they say, another person that that happens. And we pulled this from the website devour.com, and it's a video entitled Fire with Fire, Ross Kaufman, GE Focus Forward video. There's another story that going kind of along with this theme that we wanted to share with you today, and it was told by Elder Russell M. Nelson, who is a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Elder Russell M. Nelson, before he was called to be a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, was an internationally renowned surgeon and medical researcher. And this is from a conference talk he gave in April of 2003 entitled Sweet Power of Prayer. Here's the story in his own words.
Many of us have had experiences with the sweet power of prayer. One of mine was shared with a stake patriarch from southern Utah. I first met him in my medical office more than 40 years ago during the early pioneering days of surgery of the heart. This saintly soul suffered much because of a failing heart. He pleaded for help, thinking that his condition resulted from a damaged but repairable valve in his heart. Extensive evaluation revealed that he had two faulty valves. While one could be helped surgically, the other could not. Thus, an operation was not advised. He received this news with deep disappointment. Subsequent visits ended with the same advice. Finally, in desperation, he spoke to me with considerable emotion. "Dr. Nelson, I have prayed for help and have been directed to you. The Lord will not reveal to me how to repair that second valve, but he can reveal it to you. Your mind is so prepared. If you will operate upon me, the Lord will make it known to you what to do. Please perform the operation that I need and pray for the help that you need." His great faith had a profound effect upon me. How could I turn him away again? Following a fervent prayer together, I agreed to try. In preparing for that fateful day, I prayed over and over again, but still did not know what to do for his leaking tricuspid valve. Even as the operation commenced, my assistant asked, "What are you going to do for that?" I said, "I do not know." We began the operation. After relieving the obstruction of the first valve, we exposed the second valve. We found it to be intact, but so badly dilated that it could no longer function as it should. While examining this valve, a message was distinctly impressed upon my mind. "Reduce the circumference of the ring." I announced that message to my assistant. "The valve tissue will be sufficient if we can effectively reduce the ring toward its normal size." "But how?" "We could not apply a belt, as one would use to tighten the waist of oversized trousers. We could not squeeze with a strap, as one would cinch a saddle on a horse." Then a picture came vividly to my mind, showing how stitches could be placed to make a pleat here and a tuck there to accomplish the desired objective. I still remember that mental image, complete with dotted lines where sutures should be placed. The repair was completed as diagrammed in my mind. We tested the valve and found the leak to be reduced remarkably. My assistant said, "It's a miracle." I responded, "It's an answer to prayer." The patient's recovery was rapid and his relief gratifying. Not only was he helped in a marvelous way, but surgical help for other people with similar problems had become a possibility. I take no credit. Praise goes to this faithful patriarch and to God who answered our prayers. This faithful man lived for many more years and has since gone to his eternal glory.
Isn't that an amazing story? It emphasizes the principle not only of prayer and faith, but also that sometimes you don't know the end from the beginning. But as you move forward in faith, God opens up the way and he shows you the way, even when you're in the middle of whatever situation might be at hand. That's a powerful story that emphasizes that fact. That's the message that we wanted to share with you today. Thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day that we'd like to leave you with today is really applicable to today's episode. It's the story of when the Savior is surrounded by a multitude of people and a woman who has an issue of blood, the scriptures say in the book of Luke, and she came behind him, meaning the Savior, and she touched the border of his garment and was immediately made whole. This song tells that story, and it's called Close Enough to Touch, and it's featuring Linda Kinghorn Levitt. Thanks again for being with us, and have a great day.
I've suffered much and given all for many healers' care. But nothing better, only worse, an overwhelming load to bear. Until I'm ready to lay down and die. But from the window I hear this hope-filled cry. A man named Jesus come to heal us, and suddenly my faith comes alive. If I get close enough to touch, close enough to heal, somehow if I'm close enough, close enough to feel his healing power so real. Now I believe there's a miracle for me if I'm close. I press my way into the crowd and touch the Master's clothes. A perfect cure felt deep inside. He turns to ask, I turn to hide. I'm afraid to reveal what was done. This wrong, but this is Jesus. He's here to heal us. I fall at his feet and tell him I came close enough to touch, close enough to heal. His eyes seem to say, just believe. that he's close enough.